maybe in the ground. Have a tail like a squirrel, and maybe some stripes down the back.
I don't know what. They're not familiar with it.
What do you call animals that just are generally destructive? Coyotes and owls and squirrels and rats and mice.
I can't think of a name for them.
I know you mentioned vermin the other day.
Vermin, yeah, vermin. And, I can't think of that.
Varmints?
Varmints.
Did you use that as a ball?
Yeah, they use varmints. Just an old varmint.
Do you have that lizard around here that has horns on his head?
Horny toad?
Yeah. First looking little devil.
Yeah.
I found one of those in Stillwater the other day. First one I've seen in years. First one I've seen there.
I just have a superstition about those horny toads to give you warts.
Well, we, out in California, we said that the yellow ones were all right, but that orange on their bottom, they were poisonous. Stay away.
We used to catch them and play with them.
Yeah, so I picked this one up. First time I've ever been hurt by one, but he threw that head back and forth. Those horns do work.
And stuck it?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
He really snapped them. Do you have those big creatures here around ponds and tanks? Croak at night.
You croaks?
Yeah.
Bullfrogs?
Yeah.
That's all I ever heard them called, bullfrogs.
Do you ever eat those?
Certainly. Bullfrog legs. That's a delicacy.
I've gotten those just once, but oh, I liked it.
They're delicious.
But I never got them again. I don't like to see that front end fall off if you kill them. I talked to a lady who cooked some for a fellow. She was just a girl then. He said, "Will you cook these for me?" And she said, "Sure, if you clean them." He cleaned them, they sat down to dinner and were eating one. And she said, "Ooh, those were good." And she just happened to look out the door, and there was the front end of one crawling across.
Oh.
Do you have the small green frogs that you find around trees? The little fellows that make such a god awful.
Little grass frogs?
Uh huh. And those things that look like frogs but live around in the yard and eat bugs. Touch them, you get warts.
Little lizards?
No, these are just like frogs, but they're dry land. You find them around in your flower bed, maybe.
Well, I don't, unless they'd be just plain toads.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. When you were a boy, what kind of boats did you have around here?
Very few boats.
There's no water, huh?
We had water, but there was very ordinarily flat-bottom boat.
Mm-hmm. Any special name for them?
Well, we used to call them tubs. Mm-hmm. Flat-bottom boat or just no wooden flat-bottom boats, only thing I can remember.
Was there any special place to tie those up when you took them out to the water?
Shoreline, or at that particular time, there was no boat docks.
What would you call it when you take one of those out and put it in the water?
Launch a boat.
Was this a common term then?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I never was around the water until after I was 20 years old. I didn't go out to a pond and swim.
Did you fish?
We used to fish in the creeks and up in the lakes and the mountains. Mm-hmm. And of course then we fished with an old cane pole and a line and a sinker and a float.
Mm-hmm. What did you use for bait?
Mostly worms.